greater understanding.
Really?
What is your mission?
Well, here's the thing. You are in more danger than you think. The boys in the trenches called her Dr. Poison. Millions would die. The war would never end.
I'm going, Mother.
If you choose to leave,
you may never return. How will I be if I stay?
We'll come.
To the war.
Well, technically the war's that way, but we gotta go this way first.
How can a woman fight in this? What?
Who is this young woman?
She's my,
Diana, Princess of Themis.
Prince, Diana Prince. Believe that this war should stop. Help me stop it right now.
What are you?
You will soon find out.
PG-13. Experience it in IMAX 3D June 2nd.
So knowing that this property is such a fan-friendly one, the character of Wonder Woman is someone that we all love, we want to do something a little bit different and do a Q&A with all of you guys and the cast. So what we're also doing is this is going to be posted on social media. We've got press here. They are going to be posting using the hashtag Wonder Woman. If you guys want to join the conversation online, make sure you use the hashtag Wonder Woman. Now, some business to take care of. The movie comes out on June 2nd. So all of the people watching online probably haven't seen it yet. So let's keep our questions spoiler free so that way when the fans and everybody goes to see it on June 2nd, they can enjoy it like some of us have already gotten to do, which I'm so excited that I got to do it. It's like my little like, oh, I feel really good about it. All right, so without any further ado, you guys, right now I am going to introduce to you the cast and director of Wonder Woman. First up, we've got Robin Wright, who plays Antiope. Hello. Then, of course, we have got our fearless, wonderful director, Patty Jenkins. Hello. And next up, we have got our Wonder Woman. Oh, yep. I feel like that is something Steve Trevor would do. We've got Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman. And now we've got Chris Pine, who plays Steve Trevor. It's all right. I feel like it was very true to character. Very true to character. It's, you know, that's how it goes sometimes. Next up, we've got Connie Nielsen, who plays Queen Hippolyta. And next up, Danny Houston, who plays General Ludendorff. The thing is that that's a good thing when you play the villain in the movie, right? Well, like I said, you guys, this is going to be Q&A for you guys with the cast, but I am such a huge fan, so I wanted to kick things off with a question for all of you guys. You know that fans have been waiting for this for so long. What does it feel like for all of you to be so close to the entire world seeing this version of Wonder Woman?
It's stunning for me. As somebody who's one of those fans who's been wanting to see it for a long, long time, I've not been able to believe that we were the people who were going to be so honored to get to do it, but it's so exciting that they're about to see it. Yeah.
How does it feel for you, Gal?
Amazing, overwhelming. I feel very grateful. I mean, so far so good. You know, it's like a dream coming true. Working on this project had been such a phenomenal, unique, special experience. And now with some of the reactions and feedback that we've been getting, I just feel like, thank you. I'm super excited and I'm very, very happy.
Well, and I think the fans feel that way. As you're saying thank you, we're all like, thank all of you guys for doing this character so much justice. Because, like I said, I'm one of the ones who posted online and was like, I loved it, I cried, I felt everything. It's so good. How does it feel for you guys with it so close to coming out?
Oh, man. We had such a blast doing it. And what I just feel so great about when I see the film is that energy that was on the set and all that fun and all that joy, that and the camaraderie, that's up on the screen. That's beautiful. Thank you.
Yay. All right, well, we'll start taking some questions from our audience. Right over here in the front row. What's your name? What's your question?
I'm Fred, and my question is for Gal, because I've been waiting for Gadot and for Patty. I think Wonder Woman's greatest superpower is her compassion, and that's something you can have even if you're not an Amazon. Right. So do you agree, and do you hope that's what people take from seeing the movie?
Yeah. I mean, hugely, I think that one of the things that we both connected on and we both believe in, huge into a great extent, is the magic of Wonder Woman is that she was everything. She was incredibly strong, but she also stands for something the opposite of being violence, which is love, truth, compassion, and that's why she's magical, and that's why all of us have been so drawn to her for so long. So for her to lose any of that for any reason would have been a huge shame. So yeah, that's
one of her biggest strengths, you know? I remember when you and I first met, we were having dinner in this restaurant and we started to talk about our families and about life. And I told her about my grandfather, who was a Holocaust survivor. And he had taught me that no matter how dark it gets in life, you need to find your inner light. And I think that compassion is a big thing. And it was very important for both of us that this movie has a message that is not necessarily, in this superhero movies, it's usually the bad guys are being, you know, killed by the good guys and the end. But we want to have, we wanted to have a profound message that everyone can relate to, and everyone can take home this message and actually practice it, maybe. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, we're taking a question from right over here.
Hi, Lupe with Cinemovie. This movie was awesome. Growing up watching Wonder Woman on TV, I almost came out very, feeling very proud. So I wanted to ask for the ladies, did you feel badass in the outfits? And for Patty, the fighting style is really awesome. Alongside the outfits, it just looked really, really cool. Can you talk about the influence and the fighting style and if the ladies felt awesome in their costumes?
You guys first.
I have to say, just it was such a pleasure. I think both Robin and I were just insane about the whole stunt training. And getting to wield those swords and the bow and arrow in Robin's case, it was just a lot of fun to do. And I just can't believe that that's the only time in my career I've had the chance to do that. I mean, I'd love to just do that all the time. It is a lot of fun. And the costumes just basically made it, of course, super hard to do it, but they did make you feel badass, as you say, totally.
The leather underwear.
Yeah.
The one that really
that was key.
Some of the Amazons lost them, you remember?
That might have been a little too much information, Gal.
And yeah, the fighting style. I think what's cool is, you know, and this is a bigger, you know, topic than your question, but the... It's interesting that there's been an idea that action movies were more attractive to one gender than the other, or different kinds of people, or whatever. But what's interesting about this is, the truth is, action is not any different than any other part of story. It's, if you have an objective and you're tied to that objective, then there you go. And so it was interesting to do action sequences that are inherent to a story that in this case happened to relate in the beach battle to all of these women needing to fight, because we're all just approaching that action, but it's been fun to hear women say back, I was engaged in that action in a way I haven't been because I totally understood that objective. And it's fascinating to see, like, oh, it's actually not, there's no, nobody, everybody likes to dream about being able to go from point A to point B in their story. So that was cool. But then also, very cool to, I had incredible people working with me on so many different aspects of you know, how we were going to get to, you know, tell the story that I was hoping to tell. But as a woman, it was sort of interesting sometimes that you would say, we might fight a little differently than they might fight. Like, there were several things like punching in the face that I was like, I'm not feeling that the Amazon women are going to get the job done, but they're not going to, you know, like, there was one thing we would talk about a lot is like a battle cry, and that could be done in another way. In this case, I was like, I don't feel that my Amazons that I'm working with here are screamers in that way, because I think they're getting the job done. Their heart is coming from a different place. They're going to get down there and do it as fast as they can, but it's a different approach. You know, because then it becomes badass in a whole other way, this deft ability, and like, think about surprise, get to a position that person's not expecting you to with the sand or whatever. And so it was cool to approach it differently.
And collaboration, right?
Because and collaboration. One person tees one thing up, the other person jumps. All of that stuff was fascinating to get into deep conversation with and then execute.
Well, I love it so much, too, because even every time I've talked to you, Patty, and you start talking about the fighting, you really get into it. So was that something that she did on set with you guys, where she's like,
yeah, of course she was.
Ka-chow!
Yeah.
Ka-chow!
Kaboosh!
Kaboosh! Ka-chow!
Yes.
You love a comic book, like, bubble. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah. The slack.
Yeah, Patty was always very invested, whether if it was, you know, the fight sequences or the emotional or the humoristic scene. She was always there shoulder to shoulder with us, which is unbelievably amazing.
Love it.
Thank you.
Right over here.
Hi, everybody. I'm Courtney. I was wondering if there were any moments at all during this process where you thought, you know, we're really making something special and putting something out, something good out into the world to sort of balance out the sexism and misogyny that we've seen of late.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure everybody has an answer to it. The funny thing is I'm the victory for that from the start of the concept would be the day where you can make a great movie about a hero and whatever they are is secondary. Mm-hmm. Like that's the great, that will be the victory. What, I'm a woman, am I? Sure, okay. Or maybe I'm in a wheelchair. What, I don't know. What difference is it? You know, it's like that will be the day that will be the victory. So that was how we chose to approach this movie. I love Wonder Woman and I never thought about anything about why when I was growing up. So that was our great aspiration. If we can make her a great hero and we can make a great story and we can make great Amazons where we're not really thinking about any of that, that will be the victory. But then of course, like I think we're all aware, I'm both honored and surprised at the position that we find ourselves in, and we all want to bring, you know, not only a message of being a hero to the world, but a message of helping anybody else to find their voice. And so I think it's with great respect and understanding that we take this on.
I was just thinking, you know, I feel the same way. I think, and I think you're alluding to it. Like, there is all this potential for it all to really be about how amazing these female superheroes are. But then there's also that other side that you also want to do, which is to say, it's an incredible superhero, whether or not it's a female, right? And so I think you have that dichotomy happening all the time, and I wouldn't want it to be like a clashing element, but more a both and kind of thing.
And I definitely think even from the panel that we did at Comic-Con a while ago, seeing that there were just as many guys dressed up as Wonder Woman as there were women, little boys and little girls, where it's like, this is a character that really speaks to both genders, which is what I love about her so much. We got one right over here.
Hi, everybody. First off, I want to thank you. This is one of the best superhero movies I've seen, and it's because of everyone involved. It's also because of someone who's not here, Dr. Poison. I was wondering, Patty Jenkins, if you can tell me about developing that character, why you chose that particular villain, why she was important to you, and then Danny Houston, I love the relationship your characters have. It seems like you have fun together, and I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I feel like why Dr. Poison? The great objective here was to have Wonder Woman come in and meet mankind, and we wanted villains, but we didn't want them to be not of mankind, because that was all part of the story, and so the challenge was to see both the good and bad of mankind. And, you know, Steve really ends up like representing the good and the complexity of mankind. But Dr. Poison and General Ludendorff are great examples of the bad of mankind. And they're also great examples about how that is not a conscientious choice to be a villain. Every villain has their belief system that makes perfect sense to them. In the case of General Ludendorff, that's a real man who gave birth to the beginning, like who had a belief system and a state of total war. He believed that any period between war was the abnormality. So he believed in war. He was completely comfortable with war. And then he was so upset when Germany lost World War II that he wrote a thesis called "The Stab You in the Back" philosophy, where he blamed all of the weak within his own country, such shame that they could have lost that war, and namely the Jews. And so he gave birth to the evil of World War II. Now, it started like that, you know. It started as a defense, and it turned into the greatest evil we have seen in our times. And so what I loved about General Ludendorff and about Dr. Maru is, who are these characters? And Dr. Maru being someone who has felt great damage and then therefore wants the rest of the world to understand great damage. And that's why Steve's character is so savvy, that he's able to dig into that psychology of like, I'm going to speak the language of knowing the darkness of the world and wanting others to see it. Dr. Poison historically is so cool. It's great that she's a female villain. It's great that she has an objective to create new weapons and spread them amongst people. And Elena Anaya is an incredibly gorgeous actor, and I don't mean visually alone. I mean, she's just such a subtle, wonderful actress who was only interested in bringing that integrity to it. But then she and Danny also created this whole world between them, which was perfect for a superhero film, where it made sense, but it was also delightful, you know?
Yeah, basically we have this a mission. It's like I suppose great love is not just about loving each other, but it's about loving each other's dreams. And so they support each other in a way that, and Ludendorff finds her attractive because she's scarred herself for her quest to create this wonderful formula which will cause a certain amount of casualties, but it's for the betterment of my country. And so there's commitment there, and through that commitment there's a feeling of tenderness, possibly. If my character could feel anything like that, it would be towards Dr. Maru. There's a wonderful complicity, and what I relished as far as playing somebody of that sort of demonic nature is that he's a true character that fought in the First World War, an important general. But what it would be like for him to come across somebody like Wonder Woman. And he's a learned man. He understands Greek mythology profoundly, but now there's this apparition, and he finds her attractive, strange. The outfit is interesting, but he's never seen anything like it. But he doesn't have that much time. So he has to move on, and so this sort of complicit nature between Dr. Maru and I was something that we felt we could relish and have fun with.
And now I don't need to answer why I cast Anna Houston.
It's so true. We've got one question right over here.
Hi, it's me, Mike. This is my most favorite comic book film ever. Wow. So I really like it.
It's,
the women make a peace, but they have to fight because men make a mess. That's, I like the concept.
Don't lie.
So my question is for Gal. First question is, why are you standing? And then, could you talk about what's your favorite things about Diana and Wonder Woman?
I'm standing because I threw my back out. I'm not trying to be superior here. I promise you, I'm not becoming a diva. I wish I could sit. That's for that. As far as what I love most about Diana, I think that she is embodies all the most wonderful qualities that I love in people. She's curious, and she's warm, and she's loving, and she's very inclusive. She assumed the best out of everyone. She's curious, and she's sassy, and she has her own, you know, I'm like, she has her own attitude. She's just wonderful, but at the same time, she's not trying to be perfect. She can be very vulnerable, and she can be confused and naive and worried, but fixed on her mission, and like she'll do everything. I love everything about her, because I think that because she's not perfect, she's whole and interesting. So that's for your question.
Thank you. And then one over here. Chris.
Here you are.
You fit very well into the whole, you know, milieu, as far as not being, you know, too intimidated by all these women around you. But how is it being Wonder Woman's love of her life?
I mean, look at her. It's not a bad gig. She's, you know, Gal's a it's a great rare combination of qualities to have, which is to be physically very formable and compelling and magnetic, which can, I think, sometimes come across as harsh because there's a sharpness to beauty sometimes. It's very overwhelming. But simultaneously, she has a warmth and a curiosity that's very true and very childlike. I mean, when she smiles, it makes me giggle because it's just pure. It's, there's a purity to it. And that softness and that beauty is, and that strength, that's the critical, to me, the critical combination. And she has it in spades, and she doesn't have to try all that hard to do it. So my job was very easy. I got to come to work, fall in love with her, make her laugh as much as I could, flirt, act like a jackass. And that's, you know,
it was really exhausting and hard. And I paid him a lot of money to say that.
Awesome. Okay, we've got one right over here.
Hola, Jose Torres Estrellas in Los Angeles. For Patty, Brian Callen turned me on to you. He's been singing your praises forever, so thank you to him. And
great
to you for making such a great film. I just want to know, can we get you to sign up for all the DC movies? For the rest of the cast, if we could just briefly go back to the fighting styles, can we get specific? Is there a discipline that you guys enjoyed the most? Whether, I don't know, Krav Maga, maybe a little judo.
Judo.
Greco-Roman.
The question is for everyone?
In the directing, if you have plans to do more DC films.
Oh yeah, I would love to. And nothing we can talk about yet, but I'd love to. Yeah.
So
I was like, I thought Patty got off scot clear when he was like, he asked and jumped in the next one. I was like, don't even worry about it. Keep going.
I'm taking you with me wherever I go.
Yeah.
As far as fighting styles, we've been working with the most professional people. We had amazing second unit director, Damon Caro. And we did a lot of different types of martial arts, but we mostly focused on our fight choreographies just because there were so many and time was limited. So I did a lot of, you know, sword work. I did a lot of and this. There wasn't something in particular. I did a lot of boxing just because I enjoy it and it helped me build my body, and also it was very explosive, and explosive movement was something that was really important for my character. But I didn't go through like a judo or capoeira or these type of martial arts.
What? I mean, not a goddamn thing. all the women had to train. They did a lot of choreography, and I just simply didn't. I just showed up. I run a lot. I shoot guns. You know, I like to shoot guns and make it look like I know what I'm doing. And I'm of the school of, I always like playing characters that have been educated in like barroom fights. So it's like they just get it done as messy and as quick as possible. And I have a great stunt double who's similar to me in that regard. We kind of figure it out and make it as, anytime I see something too sharply defined, I kind of want to just make it as messy as possible. So I didn't do anything.
Well, and for Robin and Connie, I was lucky enough to get to visit the set and see all of the, you know, Amazon's training, and I got to do one training session, which was brutal. Like, I don't know how you guys did it all, but they were saying that you guys really all trained together and there was such a camaraderie. So can you talk a little bit about that training together and just building that camaraderie with the Amazons?
I felt bad for Robin because she was still on set, on another set before she joined us. And she had, I think you got like, came in like 3 weeks later or something. And you had to kind of somehow join in by the time we had already our thing up.
Yeah, because they had been there for 2 months becoming Incredible Hulk females. And I walk in like scrawny, bony me, and I'm like, dude, I'm the general. And I have 4 weeks to get in the shape, which,
that's,
you know.
Right.
I just like.
So you worked so hard to.
The most challenging, and we've been talking about this all day, was how much food, caloric food, you had to ingest. That was sickening.
Yeah.
Just to put on mass quickly. But I love just getting injured from doing too many squats and then wanting to hide that, like totally in pain, can't sit down right now. And I'm like, go girls, great, just give me 10 more. You guys are so good. That was much of the day.
But it was also, I think that what was really great was that, you know, our stunt team knew that this was going to be interesting. We were going to do and come up with a way of fighting that probably women used thousands of years ago when they were actual Amazons and actual female warriors. And the fact is that with a horse and with a bow and arrow and a sword, a lot of those things that could have been a sort of a minus in a normal combat situation, that all disappears. And I think that's why when you see those scenes with the Amazons, it looks so spectacular. And I think all of us, I really thought a lot about the fact that that was what women did in combat for 1,000 years. So, you know, it didn't feel like we were trying to invent something new. It was more, let's bring it back.
Yeah. In the back, hi. OMG, so much girl power. On the screen and on the stage. So thank you very much for that. Typically, when we have a panel up here, it's 5 guys and 1 girl, or 10 guys and 1 girl. So I'm wondering, what was it like, you guys, being so outnumbered on the set with so many women? And also, can you tell us about any cuts and bruises or scratches or things like injuries that you might guys have taken on as a badge of courage?
Do you want to start, guys?
Guys, one man's heaven, another man's hell. any scratches or bruises? No, I don't think I got scratched or bruised. I was I wanted to impress Wonder Woman with my waltzing. It was very important to me, and also to remember my dialogue at the same time as I was talking during the scene. And so I was very committed to that. I practiced for hours in front of the mirror without any help. But I was prepared. And then after about the third or fourth take, I was hanging off Gal's. I was hanging on her neck like a fighter, a tired fighter.
No, you just kept on stepping on her. That's what happened.
Were you taking
this
tips?
This is one of my bruises, by the way.
Were you taking tips from Chris's fighting style for the dancing, where you're like, I'm just gonna make it look really messy?
Yeah, I should have gotten tips, definitely. But I should. Good advice. Next time.
I had great fun. I really, like, we shot in Italy, and it was me and beautiful, strong women doing their thing.
100 women.
Yeah.
Around him.
I had the time of my life. So on a vacation in Italy making a film with Amazon warriors. One man's hell, one man's heaven.
Well put. Did you guys want to talk about any of the bumps and bruises? I know that was another part of her question.
I was bruised all the time. Nothing major. Like, you know, a mark here, a mark there, a mark here, a mark there. The hardest thing, the most painful thing that happened to me was when we shot in Italy and we were shooting this fight sequence and I just stepped on a sea urchin. That was painful. But other than that, it was, honestly, we got to work with such a professionals that they made sure that once we get to set, we're 100% ready. There's no room for any, you know, for any question marks or mistakes.
The corset.
The corset?
Fighting in a corset. Like at 5 o'clock, we were all like dying to get out of these corsets. You know, you start swelling up.
Yeah, it just felt comfortable.
Inside the corset.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, or the cold. Yeah, it's been challenging weather-wise, but yeah, it was worth it.
Robin, did you have any bumps or bruises or anything?
Oh, like serious injury, like hospitalized a couple of times, just from trying to run 100 yards in the sand. Hip flexor pull.
And the arch and error. I remember you had the bruise there, right?
That was crazy. It was also trying to become adept, because I was the ambidextrous fighter. So it was riding the horse while holding the bow and having to pull this arrow and then switch everything over there without looking like... Thank God for those stunt doubles, right?
Yeah. But you always looked amazing. That was the thing. We were like, it's easy for Robin somehow. I don't understand. And Connie, both of them, it was like, wow, okay. That was easy.
I just want to say, I mean, we've given birth, so. That's really nothing.
You're like, these bumps and bruises are nothing. Yeah. We're good. We're good. And then just one last question for you, Patty. This being a character that obviously has her start in comic books, is there a scene in particular or a moment that you think comic book fans are really, really going to be excited about?
Oh, man. I mean, listen, I think the lore is sprinkled all over the entire movie. But the scene that I felt the most duty to as a comic book fan and Wonder Woman fan myself was No Man's Land. Just because I think that any superhero's first step into battle in their costume is an amazing and important moment. And it's one that is wonderful to distinguish from others that you've seen. And what I loved about this one was, I was inspired to do it because I've seen people do it before well, but to not be in the costume for a long time. And so the whole time you just get used to the fact that here's this superhero and there's been hints of it, and this person, Diana, you get to know Diana. So the decision to shoom, put something on and step out, to both, like, you're now in the point of view of the character, but you're also seeing, oh my God, it's Wonder Woman. Like, I'll never forget Superman 1. It's 8 minutes in before he shows up in the Superman. And it is great when he does. Like, you can't believe how good it is when he shows up in that and he flies up and he saves the helicopter. It's the greatest thing. So this is a different tone of scene, but I think that's the moment that I was like, I want you to be teed up completely for the moment that she turns into Wonder Woman.
Awesome. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you to our whole cast and director for joining us today. Give them a round of applause, you guys. Woo! Danny, Connie, Trish, Val, Patty, and Robin. And you guys, make sure you go see the movie on June 2nd. If you've already seen it, go see it again, because I totally will be. And you guys, make sure you use that hashtag Wonder Woman. Thank you so much again. Thank you.